Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Let's get into it. On today's podcast, we're going to tap into today's episode discussing success. Success is not a race, it's a deep personal journey. When we treat success as a competition or a rush to win, we risk losing sight of what truly matters to us. Everyone has their own timeline. It's not a race. You go at your own pace. Your goals are, they should be unique to you personally. And we're all going in different variation forms of success. And we're going to unpack these nuggets on what treating success as a race looks like, what that looks like. Comparison steals your joy. Trying to measure yourself against others lead to unnecessary stress, dissatisfaction, and your path is yours alone. And it's okay to move steady at your own pace. The key is moving steady at your pace. Now, you don't want to not, you know, reach your full potential. You want to be ambitious. You want to reach your full potential. But the key is moving at your own pace. And also understand that growth takes time. Real success often comes from consistent effort, learning, not rushing the process. I'm big on this. Trust the process. Don't try to speed things up because you want it faster. You want it now. Trust the process. And also elaborate on what success means to you. What makes you feel accomplished? It may be different from person to person. So focus on what you value as success. Take a moment to reflect on that. What resonates to you when it comes to success? And that should be aligned with your values, your passion, your vision, your life, not society, the expectations that they have for you. This should be your ideas. So take a moment, self-reflect. Ask yourself, what does success look like for me? Ask yourself that question. And now that you reflected on that, I want you to think about how you're balancing that for your mental well-being. Because when you try to rush and when you try to compete for success, you're actually becoming off balance. It's not about how quickly you get there. It's about what you build, what you become, and how you feel when you arrive. So take that time to honor and trust your process and trust what's meant to be, will be, and happen for you at the perfect time. Because believe it or not, in today's fast-paced society, success is often portrayed as a race, a relentless pursuit, how to like outshine or get to the finish line. Like we're not out here on the track. We're out here in real life. So there is a difference. Of course, you want to win if you're competing in an athletic division. Of course, you want to win. Of course, you want to be competitive. But we're talking about competing in the real day-to-day life. It's your life. This is your life. So we're talking about success in your everyday life. And, you know, everyone looks at that like, oh, I have to get to the finish line. But you forget to capture the true essence of your success and pace yourself, because success is not a competition against others. It's a deeply personal and individual journey. Success is all about you. So by you competing and comparing, you're actually limiting yourself. You're actually taking that spotlight off of you. You're actually taking that spotlight off of developing yourself. So by shifting your mindset, you're able to recognize that success is not a race and that you can embrace and go on your own unique path. We did an episode, a podcast about that, like about your uniqueness, about your individuality. That's special. That's precious. Like it's so easy to be like misled and feel that you have to focus on what's hot, what's popular, who's doing great. Focus on what you need to accomplish. And the way you can do that and hone in on that is just defining what that looks like for you, because once you do that, you free yourself up from the pressure of comparison and focus on what truly matters to you. Because remember, success is not about achieving a specific outcome or reaching a milestone. It's about the process and growth we're experiencing along the way. So be present in the moment. Be mindful. Each person's journey is unique when it comes to success. So you're going to experience ups and downs, detours, and unexpected opportunities. It sort of sounds like you're in traffic on the highway during rush hour, but by embracing the journey, we open ourselves up to valuable experiences, lessons, and personal development that shape our understanding of success. So keep in mind that your timeline, that's very relative, that's very imperative, because success is typically on your terms, on how you're going to accomplish that, how you're going to break this goal down into segments. So some individuals, they achieve goals earlier in life, while others may find success later in life. So keep that in mind. So someone's having success now and you may be having success later, or you guys may be having success at the same time. But remember that it's all levels to this, and the timing is different from person to person. So stay on your timeline. Like, don't try to, like, you know, overlap, but you do want to celebrate those diverse paths. Like, you want to celebrate yourself and others when you accomplish your dreams, something that you're passionate about, and, you know, you're able to renew your strength. Recognize that celebrating those diverse paths and accomplishment, it allows you to appreciate your achievements as well as others. And even though it's not a race, you can celebrate collaborating with others on their journey and, you know, celebrate them, but you don't have to compete. I think that's where people get the wrong perception, that they're always in competition with their best friend or their siblings. Like, stop that. That's not it. That's not the way. You could definitely, by collaborating and supporting others, you foster a more inclusive and nurturing environment where you could see collective success in that being celebrated. So, you know, rather than pursuing success as a race against others, we should redefine success as a deeply personal and fulfilling endeavor. It's about finding joy and purpose in your pursuit along the way, and make your mark, make a positive impact on yourself and others by living authentically. Because when you're focused and you're going at a steady pace, you're actually able to develop and polish your craft and get better and better at it. Versus when you're rushing it, you're actually looking at quantity versus quality. I believe in quality over quantity. And when we rush the process, often we see like a lot of quantity. So keep that in mind. Take your time, go at your own pace, but be ambitious. Like, don't just sit there. Don't just sit stagnant. Like, it's not a race. It's not a competition, but observe yourself. Like, be aware of your strengths, your weaknesses, and your areas of opportunity. By doing that, you're able to see, do I need to pick it up a little bit? Let me speed up the pace a little bit for myself. Not because I looked at this person to the left or the person to the right of me. It's because I'm looking at my patterns and my routines, and I realized that last week I accomplished double the amount. So why am I lacking off? Why am I not where I need to be this week? So you have to keep that in mind and pace yourself. Like, you know, just shift that focus from comparison to self-discovery, from competition to collaboration, and from a race to a joy of journey. I don't know about you, but I get excited when I'm trying new things and I'm working on it and I'm working on it and I'm working on it and it's finally complete. I'm like, oh my gosh, I did it. I did that. I did that. So that's where I find a sense of joy. But if I'm like looking at what everyone has going on and I'm trying to like put what I'm working on up against that, obviously you can get down, you can get discouraged. So you want to stay focused and understand that true success and create more compassionate and understand that this is an inclusive world where everyone can shine bright and everyone's success could be celebrated. And remember, success is not a race. It's not about who finished first, but rather who has the will and resilience to continue, even when there are so many struggles along the way. Making sure you have the proper tools and resources, how you're unpacking to accomplish your goals. Focus on shifting your lens, how you're viewing setback. View setback as a learning opportunity instead of seeing it as failure. Reflect on your ability as a part of your learning process. There are so many successful people, as I mentioned before, that experience failure, but they learn how to grow stronger from it. So be kind to yourself and work on your plans, work on your development. Have self-compassion that could soften the negative blows that you experience in life. Because for me to sit here to tell you that you won't experience failure on your path to success, that would be a lie. So give yourself compassion to embrace all of the ups and downs and twists and turns of life on your journey to success, because it's not a race, it's a journey. Success is a journey and it's a part of life as well as failure. So just speak that positivity into your life and give yourself positive affirmations and focus on all of your great traits and what makes you unique, and work on that self-talk. If you have negative thoughts that you feel may be standing in your way from your work ethic and just getting into it, self-doubt, that could be very crippling. And there are certain patterns that you reflect on that constantly affect your brain and keeps you thinking in those negative patterns. So believe in your ability to overcome and to be resilient. And if you don't have the tools, work on finding those tools, finding those resources. Everything that you have, I believe, essentially is inside of you. But if you feel you need additional resources, seek them out, because self-belief, that's where your true confidence is. It's not basing that off of what someone else is doing, and because you'll actually get discouraged and you'll be down on yourself. So work on what you believe, what you feel that success look like for you, and take calculated risks to accomplish those. And also push yourself, extend your boundaries, and be persistent in the face of adversity. Like, don't give up. Continue to just push through and conquer that self-doubt. Work on eliminating that. And one of the biggest things that cause self-doubt is by comparing yourself to others. So don't compare your life to someone else's. It just fosters so many negative traits, from jealousy that could steal your joy and just leaving you feel like you're inferior, you know, and just decrease your confidence. You want to do the opposite of that. Give yourself positive self-talk, affirmations, and stop comparing yourself, because you're unique and you're special in your own way. And by doing that, you're just decreasing your level of achievement. And it doesn't, with life, there's no edit button. You don't have the ability to change it when you experience those growing pains. But keep that in mind, that sometimes we can be our own worst inner critic with all of our nagging and how we doubt our abilities. And those things get amplified, and those seeds of doubt, they continue to grow because they were planted. They start so small, they're little small seeds, but as they grow and you're stagnant and you're not accomplishing what you want to accomplish, you have to think about that negative self-talk and those little seeds that were planted, and they continue to grow. So you are nurturing whatever it is your self-talk is. And we talked about that in a previous podcast. So work on that positive self-talk. It rewires your brain to build your self-esteem and build your your thoughts. So for every critical thought you have, you want to counteract that with something positive, because that inner critic of yours is so unrealistic, and you want to just, speak positivity into your life. I'm not where I want to be, but I know that I'm going to accomplish my goals next year because I'm going to have a plan. I'm going to plan things out. I'm going to take the time to reflect on what it is that I want to accomplish. And then I'm going to gradually take steps and implement strategies into my daily routine to hold myself accountable so that you can celebrate those small victories and growth instead of obsessing over your flaws. So gratitude is a way to shift your thought process in that, because your inner critic doesn't define you. Your actions and beliefs do. So the inner critic is part of all of us. It's a voice that often magnifies our self-doubt and question our abilities and highlight our perceived flaws. But the truth is that voice is not who you are. It doesn't define your potential, your worth, or how amazing you can be and what you're capable of achieving. What truly defines you are the choices that you make, the actions that you take, and your belief in your ability and not moving from that to grow and to thrive. So speak that positivity. You'll be amazed at what you could accomplish by holding yourself accountable, by having a game plan, and by being strategic and being intentional with your thought process, with your time, and with your actions. And like I said, if you need the resources, because the inner critic, that's like, it's so strong. Like it really is something that you have to understand, that you're not defined by your doubts. You're defined by your actions and your persistence and standing strong in your beliefs. So resources are available. My book, There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt, by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon. Get your copy if you need any additional resources with dealing with self-doubt and just negative thought patterns that may come in your head. But you want to start every day quieting that inner voice, quieting that noise, like limit that information overload. So if you're starting your day out and you're starting on social media as your way to build yourself up, I'm here to tell you that's not the best move. You want to start your day off just being present in the moment, being mindful. I love positive affirmations. That's a good way to quiet the noise and just work internally on what I want to focus on and just be present in the moment. I spend about, I would say, my first 10 minutes just doing breathing exercises, and that just puts me in such a calm, relaxed, and happy place. So whatever that looks like for you, as I stated, it's different from person to person. But one of the things with accomplishing your goals is your work ethic. How are you doing with your work ethic? That is the cornerstone of success, and it's the aspect of life. It encompasses your values, your principles, your behaviors, and how you approach your responsibilities, how you pursue your goals, and how you interact with others. So it's defined like also your level of discipline, your level of accountability, your level of integrity, your level of commitment, your level of resilience, adapting to setbacks, and maintaining a positive attitude in the face of adversity. So those are some serious key components of work ethic, and you want to make sure that your work ethic is solid. It's okay to go at your own pace and be steady, but while you're going at your own pace, you're not comparing, you're taking your time to perfect your craft. You want to make sure that your work ethic is a solid work ethic, because that work ethic, let me tell you, it opens the doors to new opportunities. Employers, clients, they all recognize your work ethic if you're being consistent, and they look at that exceeds your reputation. You will be known for your hard work and your reliability, and that sets you apart where you're not even trying to compete with others. You're just putting in that work. You just have an incredible work ethic that speaks for you in the room. So work on that ethic. That work ethic, it's not about competition. It's about you taking the time to focus in on how you're being accountable, how you attack your day, whether that's at work, whether that's personally. You want to make sure that you're not being mediocre. Mediocrity is not acceptable. You owe it to yourself to showcase the best version of you with an incredible work ethic. And that shows like how you're going to be successful, because you're not running, you're not trying to keep up with the person next to you, because you don't know what their story is. You don't know what their work ethic is, how much work they put in, because you're trying to match them and compete with them. But your work ethic, you didn't put in that work that they did. So focus on developing your work ethic and your level of motivation and your tools so that you can accomplish your goals and be successful in this upcoming year, and approach it with like great optimism and just be optimistic about your future, about what you're going to accomplish in this next coming upcoming year on this journey to success. Thank you so much for joining me today, you beautiful souls. I hope you got some really great gems from today's podcast. Always remember to keep it real. Success is not a race, it's a journey. I'll see you next time on the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast.